So my name is John Erling, and today's date is September 30th, 2025. So, Tony, would you state your full name, please?
My name is Antoinette Marie Garner, and I go by Tony.
How did the Tony come about?
Because it was kind of a nickname, because I didn't want to spell Antoinette at school when I was young, so
right.
I just became Tony.
But I like that name, Antoinette.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Good name.
Mm-hmm.
And we are recording this in the recording facilities of Voices of Oklahoma. Your birth date?
Is 10/5/1956.
Your present age?
Is 68.
Soon to be?
69 on Sunday.
October 5th.
Mm-hmm.
Where were you born?
I was born at St. John Hospital in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Let's talk about your parents. Your mother's name, maiden name, and where she was born and raised.
My mother's maiden name was Aga Lys, L-Y-S, Bechera, and she was born in Haskell, Oklahoma.
She grew up there in Haskell?
Yeah, she grew up in Haskell, Oklahoma, yes.
You said Bechera.
Uh-huh.
Is that relative of... I called him Haas, Ed Bechera?
Of Ed Bechera, yes. That's her brother, Ed Bechera.
Your mother.
Uh-huh. And Ed, her brother and sister.
And so the young Ed is your cousin.
Yes, he is. He's my first cousin.
Who has had Bechera's clothing,
mm-hmm.
and it still is open.
Uh-huh. And he's my landlord.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. But your mother was of what descent?
My mother was full-blood Lebanese, like Ed.
Okay.
And, yes.
Was that a community in Haskell of Lebanese people?
There was a couple of families there. There was the Nesser family and the Bechera family. And the Nessers had, I think, five children. And my mother, there were eight girls and three boys.
Wow.
That were born. Uh-huh. And their mother passed away when my mother was 3 years old.
Hmm.
And there's one younger sister than her. Yeah, but they're all gone now.
What was your mother's personality like?
My mother's personality, she was kind of matter of fact. She didn't let things, you know, she just kind of went with the punches, and she was very creative. And she became a milliner. She went to school to become a milliner, and she made hats. And she had a shop in Muskogee. I couldn't believe how contemporary. We found her sacks, and they were black with like a silver platinum that said Aga Lys across it. And it was very contemporary. And I thought, wow, she was very modern or creative, you know, way back when, you know,
Where did she go to school for that?
She went to school in St. Louis for a while, and then she worked in Texas at a department store.
You gotta admire her. She wanted a career. She
She did. She wanted a career.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Then your father's name.
My father's name is Bill Ross Garner, William Ross Garner, and he was born in Eldon, Oklahoma. And he is of Cherokee descent. He grew up there in Tahlequah, Eldon. And then they moved to Tulsa, and he attended Will Rogers High School.
Your father?
Mm-hmm.
What was his career? What did he do?
He became a superintendent of schools, but he started out as a football coach at Collinsville and Owosso, Oklahoma. And then he became superintendent at Owosso, and then he became superintendent at Collinsville.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So we're education, public education children.
Yes,
uh-huh.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Did they drill that into you when you were a child?
Not necessarily, but he was always a equal person. I learned a lot from him that everyone is equal, and you respect everyone, and you don't judge anybody by anything. You listen, and we're just all the same.
So they mm-hmm. talked about that, specifically talked about that, and no matter what you look like or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He always told me not to, like in school, you know, because he was around a lot of children at school, but he always we never knew who was going to be at our dinner table at night. You know, if some person was having trouble at home or something, you know, he would bring them home, or they didn't have clothes, he would get them clothes. And I mean, we didn't have a lot. There were four children, and, you know, it was a long time ago. It's in the 70s, you know, 60s and 70s.
He probably had an outgoing personality then.
He did. Right. But he was always for the underdog to me. He always was very, you know, he listened to his teachers. He always took their side, I think. So it was always kind of, I always learned a lot from that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you've drawn from that, I'm mm-hmm. sure, in wanting yes. to treat everybody equally.
Mm-hmm.
How did your parents meet?
My dad was attending Northeastern University in Tahlequah, and my mother's brother, Maurice Bechera, brought him home one weekend to Haskell, and that's how he met my mother. And so they started to date, and I think my dad, I think if I remember, after school, I think they enlisted, I mean, he was in the Army or, you know, one of those, you know, were during the Korean time or something.
Okay.
And he was in Texas. And I think that when she was working in Texas, you know, and then they came back and got married, but in Haskell.
I think there's a story about your grandparents, so.
My grandmother, her name was Sally Ross, and her sister was Merle Ross. And Merle Ross was born in the Merle home, and were direct descendants from John Ross, Chief John Ross. He's our fifth great grandfather.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Chief of the Cherokee Nation,
uh-huh.
right?
Uh-huh. Yes. And so, but Sally Ross married DJ Garner. But that's how that came about. It was on my grandmother's side that we're related to John Ross.
Nice.
So we're mixed blood.
Yes. Very interesting combination, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your education, your grade school, where did you go to?
I went to grade school in Owosso, where my dad was, we lived there first. Well, I was born in when they were living in Collinsville, but then we moved to Owosso, and I went to school there.
And the school that he was superintendent.
Yeah. He was at that time when I was starting school, he was a football coach. And then a principal.
Okay.
You know, back then they had a dual job. And then he soon became superintendent.
So you were in grade school there, and then to junior high?
And then when it became time for middle school, we moved to Collinsville, and he became superintendent there.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So what was it like to be the daughter of the principal?
Oh, well, it was good some ways and bad some ways, because, you know, you always had to set an example. Well, which he wanted us to set an example, because he didn't want to have any trouble or go, oh, well, she is wearing her dress 4 inches above her knee, and, you know, it's supposed to be, you know, 2 inches. And, you know, so there was always that. Personally, I think I was a very good person, you know, at school. I tried to always go by the rules, but I did do a few things that, you know, I did skip one day. I did get in trouble.
Your introduction to flowers goes back,
yes.
And I think you were 5 years old. So tell us why.
Yeah. My grandmother in Collinsville had a flower shop, and so I would always hang out there. And so they would give me like a bolt of ribbon and told me to make a bow, and so I'd make a bow, and I mean, they had a big old box of them, and I think they were just keeping me busy, but I loved watching them do everything, and I wanted to learn. So by the time I was a junior or senior in high school, I was helping them at the flower shop after school or on Saturdays, and so I thought to myself, I always want to have a flower shop. In the meantime, this is so interesting, my mother's sister needed to have a career because her father had died and they had these buildings in Haskell. So she opened a flower shop. So I had it on both sides of the family. That's how I became a florist, is I, you know, worked. And when I got out of college, I, you know, that's
right.
when it happened. Mm-hmm.
So then did you think at a very early age, I want to have my own flower shop?
Yes. But frankly, I didn't know that much about it.
No.
I just knew about doing bouquets or helping or waiting on people. So I learned some basic skills.
Then high school was in
Collinsville.
Collinsville.
Mm-hmm.
And what year did you graduate?
In 1974.
All right.
Uh-huh.
In high school, did you participate in any functions? Any?
I was in band. I played the clarinet for 12 years. And then we were in, you know, just different things. We did it. We were in a small class. We had 125 people in our class. We all knew each other and did everything. So, yeah, we did a lot of activities and things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So were you a good student?
Yeah, I was pretty good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right.
I was not bad, but I was good. I was okay.
In the upper
yeah.
level, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.